We'll call the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee meeting to order. Let the record reflect that it's 2:00 p.m. on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2009. I would recognize that we have a quorum. We have to my left Senator Davis, and to my right Senator Meyer and myself, Senator Pascven. I'd like to thank both of the other committee members. We've just come directly from the Transportation Committee, so thank them for their work today. The purpose, Senator Thomas and Senator Bundy have been excused, so the three of us are here, and we do have a quorum again. But the purpose of our meeting today is to take up the following legislation. First, we'll hear House Bill 104, which is the workers' compensation medical treatment fees. Then after that, we'll take up the State Affairs Committee substitute for Senate Bill 89, and that relates to medical benefits of disabled peace officers. And then thirdly, we will take up Senate Bill 80, which relates to extending the veterinary board. And I want to thank everyone that is here today and in the audience and possibly online. We will first hear House Bill 104, followed then by those other two bills, and it is my intent to move all three of these bills out of Labor and Commerce today, if that is the intent of the committee. So I would, and we have Mr. Conrad Jackson here. He's staff to bill sponsor Representative Olson, and we also have welcome Linda Hall from the Division of Insurance to present the merits of House Bill 104. So welcome to the two of you, and please identify yourselves and your affiliation and sponsor statement, if you would please begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee. For the record, Conrad Jackson, staff to Representative Olson. Before you today, House Bill 104 relates to the workers' compensation medical fees. In the interest of brevity, I'll just keep it very short and sweet. In your bill packets, you've got the sponsor statement. I'm sure you've gone through that. We have a zero fiscal note and some graphs and charts from the National Council on Compensation Insurance. It's a time-sensitive bill that we hope we can get through this body and on to the governor for her signature. And for very specific technical questions on the bill, I would refer you to Linda Hall, the director of the Division of Insurance.
Thank you. And
thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Linda Hall, I'm the director of the Division of Insurance. House Bill 104 is, as Mr. Jackson said, fairly time sensitive. On March 31st of this year, the medical fee schedule cap expires, which would mean that we would have a potential for no limit on the fee portions, the medical fee portions of the workers' compensation benefits. I will not go through all of the items in your packet. The first one is a fairly technical analysis of the sunset done by National Council on Compensation. It's three pages long. The only part I would refer you to is the very last page, which shows the impact of this expiration in the analysis of the council. This is our statistical agent. They do the filings of the workers' compensation loss costs with us, and they have estimated at a minimum an impact of a plus 5.2%. That means our workers' compensation rates would have that impact on them. That is already in the filing that I approved that was effective January 1st. So I'm hoping with the if we can pass this bill and put this cap back, that we may be able to have some reduction in work comp premiums. That's not a guarantee. I want to make sure I say that. But that's what I'm looking for today. Most of the rest of the packet you have is illustrative of the fact that Alaska for the last 3 years has been number one in workers' compensation premiums in the country. I am not interested in seeing us stay in that position. I'd like to find ways to reduce those premiums because they are a burden. They're a burden on an employer for the premium cost. They're a burden in, we're seeing employers drop health insurance, not do wage increases. So as I said, I won't go through each of these, but there are comparisons of how Alaska is higher than the national average in the percentage of benefits in the work comp system that go to medical cost. So this bill is not a permanent solution. We've referred to it as a patch. So it would cap the fee schedule with a CPI index increase, and that CPI index is also in your packet. This is, as I said, not a perfect solution. It doesn't do anything for CPT codes, common procedural terminology. I'm sorry, I try not to use acronyms. It doesn't create a permanent solution, but it does give us time for the Medical Services Review Committee to work on hopefully some things that are better, more permanent solutions. And with that, I will stop, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions of the as I understand, then, again, it is a patch, and what you want to do is to try to allow or to provide for the time to have the medical review board come up with the long-term solution or the long-term approach?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, that is what we would like to see happen.
Okay. Any further comments from or questions from the board? Is there anyone present here that would like to testify on House Bill 104? Is there anyone off-site? There's no one off-site, so we will, I guess, close public testimony on this.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I just want to thank the Director of Insurance. I met with her prior to this bill coming to committee. She explained what she hoped to get accomplished through here through the sponsor, of course, and I'm very comfortable with it.
Yes, and I as well met with, so I believe that I understand what is trying to be promoted here and agree with it, and so we would entertain a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 104, individual recommendations and attached fiscal note, zero fiscal note from committee.
Any objections? Seeing none, House Bill 104 is moved from this committee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
So we'll take a brief at ease so that we can sign the we'll call Labor and Commerce back to order. We are now have before us, I believe it is the committee substitute for Senate Bill 79 from the State Affairs Committee, and we have Trevor Fulton from Senator McGuire's office. And so welcome, and please identify yourself and provide the sponsor statement.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Trevor Fulton. I'm staff for Senator Lisa McGuire, who sends her regards that she couldn't be here to present her bill in person. She's en route down to D.C., as are many members around the building. And thank you for your time on such a beautiful Juneau day. I do appreciate the opportunity to speak on behalf of Senate Bill 79. Senate Bill 79 essentially addresses an odd situation in statute where a public safety employee who is disabled in their 20th to 25th year of service does not receive major medical coverage. If they're disabled between their first and their 19th year, they do receive that coverage, and if they're disabled after that 25th year, they also receive that coverage. So what we're looking at here, and what we've been calling it, is a PERS gap, and that's what it is. It's a gap in coverage where if somebody's disabled in that five-year period, they don't get their major medical coverage until they're 60 years old. Senator McGuire, the sponsor, believes that this shouldn't be something that public safety employees are concerned with while performing their job duties. These guys are out there, these men and women are out there risking their lives in some of the jobs that they do, and we don't want them thinking about whether or not they're going to have major medical coverage if they get disabled while performing those duties. So she believes this bill is a effective and easy fix to the situation. We've had support of the Alaska Professional Firefighters Association. We've had a letter of support from the Public Safety Employees Association. And we do expect a letter of support from the Correctional Officers Association. All of those occupations are the ones that would be addressed in this bill. As you mentioned, the bill was heard in State Affairs. We're looking at that State Affairs Committee substitute. The one change that happened in that hearing was that we made the bill retroactive to make sure we included those who may have slipped through that gap already. And with that, I again appreciate your time and would be happy to answer any questions about Senate Bill 79.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And fortunately, when you sit on enough committees, you hear these bills several times. And so, again, I heard this bill in State Affairs, and it's a good bill. And we do have the S version before us, is that correct? Just to make sure.
Yes.
Okay. We also, I think, had some discussion as to what is a police officer, and how did we define that? Is anybody that was in PERS? Maybe you can help me out, because I think we had some questions whether or not the village safety patrol officers, VSPO, whatever, yeah. And I believe we decided that they were not covered. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Senator Meyer, yes, that is correct. VPSOs are not covered under the bill. If you look at the bill, it references, if you look at line 15 on the second page, 20 years of credited service as a peace officer under AS 3935, 360, and 3935, 370. If you look at the definition section of that chapter 35, and I do have this in your packet, I hope it's
yes,
be a one pager with the definition there.
Yes, Senator Meyer, that is found specifically in Alaska Statute 3935, 680, paren 30, close paren, where they define that, and that includes peace officers, correctional officers, firefighters, as well as other definitions, but it does not include a village public safety officer.
Very good. Thank you.
Any other questions of the committee as to the bill sponsor? Seeing none, I know that we have a number of people that want to testify to that. Any further comments from Mr. Fulton?
I have nothing to add. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. We would now call Mark Dragas. Please identify yourself and affiliation and provide your testimony.
Mark Dragas, I'm the president of the Alaska Professional Firefighters Association, and I just want to say that realize the schedules are very crowded. There's a lot of bills out there, and I do appreciate this committee hearing this bill, and if anyone has any questions, I'm here for that.
Seeing no questions, we thank you, Mr. Dragas.
Thank you.
I have identified Mr. Pat Shire as a questions only. Is there any and then also Vernon Marshall from Public Safety Employees Association is also questions only. And then off-site, I believe we have Dan Wayne, Ledge Legal, is questions only. Do you have any comment that you'd like to make?
No, Mr. Chairman, I'm standing by for questions.
Thank you. And then lastly, that I'm aware of, we have Mr. Jeff Briggs from Anchorage. Would you please identify yourself and provide your testimony?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Jeff Briggs with the Alaska Professional Firefighters Association from Anchorage, Alaska. And seeing as how you're planning on moving this bill, I'm going to hold my testimony. Thank you for hearing it. It's time sensitive to those that have fallen into this gap. And I'm here to answer any questions if there are any that I can add. Thanks.
Yeah, Mr. Briggs, are there any questions of Mr. Briggs from the committee? Seeing none, is there anyone else off-site or physically present here that would like to provide testimony? Seeing none and hearing none, we'll close public testimony. Again, it is my expectation that we will move this bill out of committee, but are there any comments that I'd like to hear from any committee members?
No more than I have no problem moving the bill. I've heard it before. I'm glad that we may be able to get it out this time.
Senator Davis, or would you care to present a motion with respect to the committee substitute for Senate Bill 79?
Yes, I'd like to move Senate Bills number 79 CS out of this committee with individual recommendation and the attached fiscal note.
Any objections? Seeing no objections, the CS for Senate Bill 79 has moved from the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. We'll take a brief at ease. We will bring the Labor and Commerce Committee back to order. It's approximately 2:18 on March 3rd, and we now have before us Senate Bill 80, and we have the pleasure of having the bill sponsor as a member of this committee, and please feel free to remain in your committee chair, and please present the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hopefully you won't send this to a subcommittee. one of the pleasures of being the LB&A chairman is we get to do some of the board extensions, and it's my privilege today to come before you to extend the Board of Veterinary Examiners. For the record, I am Senator Kevin Meyer, the sponsor of Senate Bill 80, and Senate Bill 80 extends the sunset for the Board of Veterinary Examiners to June 30th, 2017. The board is responsible, as we know, for controlling and regulating the practice of veterinary medicine in Alaska, which is very important to this state. They make sure that over 290 licensed veterinarians and over 100 veterinary technicians in the state are competent, capable, and maintain the high integrity of the profession. The Division of Legislative Audit recommends that we extend this board to the June 30th, 2017, and Ms. Pat Davison, who is our legislative budget and audit auditor, is here to answer any questions you may have concerning the audit. as well as Jenny Strickler is here if you have any questions about the veterinarian licensing. And online, we should have somebody from the Board of Veterinarian Examiners in case there's any questions about this board. Mr. Chairman, I thank you for your time and the committee's time in hearing this bill. Thank you.
All right, Jennifer, did you have any questions or any presentation that you would like to make? Please identify yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Jennifer Strickler. I'm the licensing chief for the Division of Corporations, Business and Professional Licensing in the Department of Commerce. We are the centralized licensing agency responsible for providing support to the Board of Veterinary Examiners. We concur with the Division of Legislative Audits report. This is one of the boards that has been very helpful to us, and they're very responsive to their licensees, their applicants, and to the division's concerns. We very much agree with extending this board to 2017. Thank you.
Any questions, Ms. Strickler? Thank you very much. Pat Davidson, as I understand, is only available for questions only, and so I believe then we have off-site, we have no. Is there anyone at any legislative information office or present here that would like to comment upon this Senate Bill 80? Seeing none, we close public testimony. And any discussion from the committee?
I have no discussion, but I'd make a motion to move it out of committee. I'd like to move Senate Bill number 80 out of our committee with individual recommendations. There is no attached list. I don't see one.
Any objections? Seeing no objections, Senate Bill 80 has moved out of this committee, and I believe that concludes our business for March 3rd, Tuesday. The meeting is closed.